Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Cut 16 on ABC this week. Jonathan Carl talked about how Trump's favorability is now higher than it ever was in his first term. Roll it.
Donald Trump's favorability rating is actually higher than it ever was the first time around. Let me ask you, a recent poll by Marquette looked at several of the things that he has done or says that he is going to do, and 63% favor federal government's recognition of only two sexes, 60% favor deporting immigrants who entered the United States illegally, 60% favor expanding oil and gas production, 59% favor declaring an emergency at the southern border. Is there anything you are seeing that Trump is doing that you are in favor of, that you think is the right thing?
Let me say, as it relates to all of those issues, we're just at the beginning.
Hakeem Jeffries, yeah. Another guy that hasn't learned anything. It's really remarkable that you could actually see in real time, because there's voting and then there's polls. So he wins the popular vote, which is something Republicans just don't do. He sweeps the seven swing states, and in less than a month, you look at all of the major issues, and it's 58%, 63%, 70%. Yet the narrative that the media and the Democrats are trying to spin is that he's unlike, this is not 2016, this is not 2020. It is really a tactical miscalculation to keep bad-mouthing so many people when the policies are preferred by the masses.
Yeah, those numbers seem capped, too, to me.
It could be higher.
I'm suspicious of those numbers because they're all around the same, like 63 to 58 to 63. Well, what moron wouldn't vote or be in support of more security at the southern border? You mean to tell me only 59% of the people think that's a big deal?
But some people are just political.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
They rubber stamp straight down against it. Yep. Or the specifics, like the nuance of it. Well, yeah, of course I want a secure border, but I don't think you should be showing up at churches and schools and pulling out little kids.
But to Harry's point,
nobody's doing.
Yeah, to Harry's point, maybe the way they ask the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we don't have the questions.
Right.
We could look it up. But.
What's the question?
Over the weekend, there was a brewing back and forth between AOC and Tom Holman. Because she put on her Instagram or one of these social media things, ways to avoid ICE, right? Holman admitted that he's having that looked into. He was on, I think this was State of the Union, the show with Dana Bash. This is cut 35, Phil, and he says he's asking the DOJ, you know, where's the line into you know, impeding officers' ability to get bad guys. Roll it.
You went after Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for hosting a webinar for immigrants called Know Your Rights with ICE. I want to play what you said.
Is that impeding our law enforcement efforts? If so, what are we going to do about it? Is she crossing the line? So I'm working with the Department of Justice and finding out. Where is that line that they cross? So maybe AOC is going to be in trouble now.
Are you suggesting that she should be prosecuted?
I'm suggesting, and I'd ask the Department of Justice, where is that line on impediment, right? It's a broad statute. So I know impeding with someone stopping in front of me and putting their hands on my chest, so you're not coming in here to arrest that guy, that's clearly impeding. But at what where's the line on impeding? So I'm asking the Department of Justice, who are the prosecutors, and decide who they prosecute and what the standards of that prosecution is. I simply says, at what point is that impeding? Because you can call it know your rights all you want. We all know the bottom line is. The bottom line is how they invade law enforcement. Don't open the door. Don't answer questions. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about people here in the country legally with a criminal conviction, who had due process at great taxpayer expense and were ordered deported by a federal judge, but became a fugitive. And we're talking about don't open your door to ICE. You know, you don't have to answer questions. I think it's more about how to invade law enforcement, not to get arrested, even though there's a federal warrant for your arrest. How to evade that rather than know your rights. Now, we can argue about that all day long. They have the right to know their rights. The Constitution said they have the right to certain rights. But also, I hope to God we're not, you know, educating people are going to be the next murder of a college student. I've said it before. You know, if we would have had access to the man who murdered Lincoln Riley in New York, She would never make the Georgia Carolina.
Let me just, to be
I'm
fair, she said that
public
she,
safety threats being escaping.
She said that she is just offering civil education and that you might be, quote, vaguely familiar with the U.S. immigration law, but that she's just doing what she needs to do to remind people the law of the land passed by congressional statute.
Vaguely aware of immigration law. I've done this since 1984. I forgot more about the immigration law than AOC will ever know.
Boom. I love him.
I've been doing this since Nick Cale was born in 1984. Exactly. And here's what I'll tell you, young whippersnapper lady.
Yep.
You know, again, you know, we look at the most basic element here. So let's cut down to what this really is. This is about the Democrats preserving bodies, which in hope, in turn, they hope will eventually be Democrat voters. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about. Yeah. This is not about human rights and knowing what you're constitutionally guaranteed. And who wants to protect known criminals? Seriously, right. You're going to make Tom Homan. And then the worst part of all this is you have these dopes like Dana Bash that they're out there actually defending Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as opposed to what the vast majority of Americans voted for. Never forget, Harry, this was like the number one issue in the election, on par with the economy.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And that, you saw that number on the polls. It's only around 60%. That's why I think that's a crock. And Tom Homan is far too masculine for anybody in on the Democratic side of the news.
Right.
I love him. He's like a WWE character.
He really is. He's got that little lisp, you know. He's been around. He's been through the wars.
Right.
He's like what you call like a grizzled vet.
Well, this on the other side of this immigration attorney, Alan Orr, says that AOC advising illegal immigrants on how to evade ICE is protected under the First Amendment.
Okay.
Cut 28, go.
You saw Tom Homan go on CNN yesterday and say that he wanted to go after AOC for telling people what their rights were, regardless of what their status is in the country. That's something that's protected under the First Amendment. So we see this problematic implementation of the Constitution. These are shared values under attack under this administration, specifically in immigration.
Tom Homan, in that interview initially with Laura Ingraham that Dana Bash played, we can actually replay that portion if we can. You'll hear him. He does not. He is asking the question, where is that line? Mm-hmm. He's not saying she absolutely did. He's not sure. He's not a lawyer. He might know immigration law inside and out for the last 41 years. But he's asking from a legal perspective, people that are far more knowledgeable on law than he is, where's that line? And if, in fact, she crossed it, well, then she's fair game to be prosecuted. If she didn't, and it's protected like that guy claims there in that clip with the First Amendment, then I might not like it, but what am I going to do? I can't be a hypocrite. I can't be pro free speech on one front and then say it's BS on the other front.
There's been a lot of Tom Homan news over the weekend. So on Friday we played this that he sat down on the Fox and Friends couch with Eric Adams because this is cut 18 Phil because. So they're basically saying that they DOJ dropped the investigation into Eric Adams in return for his support in catching illegals in New York. Correct?
Yes.
Would we consider that a quid pro quo? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
All right. Okay.
I agree.
Okay, just asking. Mm-hmm. So like a quid pro quo is okay now? Like we're okay with quid pro quos now?
But we see that in courts all the time where, you know, witnesses, you know, give something up in exchange for a lesser sentence. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this. Dana Bash asked him about this. This is Cut 18. Phil, go.
Making a lot out of nothing.
What is your promise, sir?
My promise is I'm not going to ask those officers to be immigration officers. I'm not going to push them to enforce immigration law. I told them I want to arrest the bad guy. I want to arrest the public safety threats. I want to get Rikers Island so we can get the public safety threat before they're released to the street. I want his help, especially the NYPD intelligence unit, who is the finest intelligence apparatus in the world, to help me find missing children. They have a problem. Many are in forced labor. Many are going to be forced sex trafficking. Not all of them, but many of them. And that's a promise I made to him. Do you do law enforcement stuff? Help me get the public safety threats and the children. I'm never going to ask you to arrest an illegal alien, and that is my promise. Not to make them immigration officers, but make them cops working with cops.
So if he doesn't do the things that you want him to do, would you be okay with DOJ reopening its investigation into him? Should they do that?
That's out of my lane. I'm a border guy. I care about the border. So let DOJ do what they do. I care about removing public safety threats from the country. That's what President Trump's promised the American people.
Adam says that you aren't looking into New York schools or churches as you hunt for undocumented immigrants. Did you make that commitment to him?
For me, it's very simple. You look at Eric Adams. He is going from being sanctuary.
Does
city.
Anybody check their work here? Sorry. Go on.
No, they don't.
But I digress.
So this is politics slime ball 101, right? Eric Adams went from being pro Biden, pro sanctuary city. Then he started to realize his city was being overrun by illegal immigrants. Then he starts speaking up. He gets investigated. Here comes the Trump administration. They're willing to drop, X, Y, or Z, Pam Bondi, attorney general, the whole bit. Again, Homan has nothing to do with it. I mean, I don't really trust Eric Adams as far as I could throw him. This is a guy trying to salvage what's left of his political career.
And a guy who was a Republican.
Right.
He was a cop. Republican.
You can't
switch
be
to Democrat because he knew Republican.
Yeah, he couldn't get elected.
He campaigned on open borders. He did.
And
he said, we will be a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. Like, he said that.
And it's really.
Well, they all say it until they all start showing up.
Right. And it's just a real kick in the stones to police. If you have a former officer like Eric Adams that then becomes this anti-cop mayor. I mean, you talk
weasel.
About turning your back on your brother.
He's a weasel.
Right? He's a true weasel. But, I mean, look, as far as the, quote, plea bargains and, if Adams doesn't deliver, will DOJ go back after him? I mean, I would imagine they would. And I say that because, when you're in a court and the prosecutor says, hey, you spill the beans, we'll drop it from murder to accessory or whatever. Those types of deals happen all the time, courts and politics.
So the breaking news of today, the developing around this, is Governor Kathy Hochul, New York, holding all these meetings after yesterday the word of four deputy city mayors, this is New York City, announced their resignations. Mm-hmm. And this is all basically what we can infer, read between the lines, is that Adams knows where all the bodies are buried. So he's doing the tell. So whether you say it's quid pro quo, whatever, to get his criminal stuff dropped, he's talking, but I think the goal is Letitia James. That's who they want to go after.
Well, what about all the resignations at DOJ? I mean, you think about this, you can't call them the people that resigned, liberal prosecutors, because one of that Sassoon woman that resigned was a member of the Federalist Society. She clerked for Antonin Scalia. Yeah. The other one that resigned clerked
hardly liberal.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
they're not liberal people.
Yeah.
So, I do think that there is some kind of stink to this whole thing when conservative prosecutors are saying, no, this is not the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could sit there and argue whether the merits of what they're doing is valid and if it makes sense. But here's what I'm all in favor of. When we talk about the gutting of these agencies or any of these departments, I don't care what their political leans are. I don't care if they're a liberal or a conservative, a libertarian, if they clerked for a Republican, if they've been running for office and have voted Democrat for 25 years. When I talk about getting rid of the waste, the fraud, the abuse, and trimming the fat, parties be damned. We just don't need these many people showing up for these jobs that aren't doing anything.
There are swamp creatures on both sides.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. As far as just back to Mayor Adams, just to let you know what's happening in that situation, basically these emergency meetings continue on with the governor, who probably, politically she's in trouble herself, but they want to get rid. They want to dump. They want to get rid of and boot Mayor Adams. That's the goal here.
Right.
So they're having a
he's no longer singing the tune.
Right.
Only to vote for Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
That's true.
Which is just this is a Chicago again. We're gonna vote out Lori Lightfoot and elect Brandon Johnson. We're going to get rid of Eric Adams and go for the disgraced former governor of New York with his little weasel brother, who's also trying to now be down the middle on News Nation. The Cuomos are the biggest skunks on the planet.
But they're a known brand.
Yep.
Yes, right?
They're
a known name.
Yep. And New York will do what Philadelphia did. They'll just keep voting D.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
One more Homan thing on the ICE arrests. Like, so they asked him, Trump's deportation plan is officially a month in. How's it going? How are some of the numbers? This has got 17, Phil. Go.
Interior arrests. Arrests conducted by ICE in the interior of the United States is 2.5 times higher than it were a year ago during the Biden administration. So ICE is doing a great job. I'm not happy with the numbers because we got a lot of criminals to find. So what we're talking about right now, increase the number of teams, increase the targeting, the division of ICE that creates a target list of, you know, finding who these people are, what their criminal history is, and where we're most likely to find him. We got to increase the targeting production. So we're doing that now. We're increasing the targeting. We're increasing the teams out there in the field. And finally, I'll be honest with you, the sanctuary cities are causing us a lot of work. And rather than arresting a bad guy in Rikers Island, we have to go to the neighborhood and find them, find people that don't want to be found. It is hard because rather than one man arresting one bad guy in a jail, we've got to send a whole team to the field to find somebody that doesn't want to be found. And so it's hard work, but we're not giving up. We're coming. Again, the numbers are a lot higher than were in the Biden administration, but we got to do more, and I've been real clear on that, and that's why we're making the operational changes now that I requested.
You can actually, and I check this Twitter feed every day, at ICEGOV. Yeah. They will give you updates on the city that they're in, obviously after they apprehend who they're targeting. They sometimes give you names, criminal history, the numbers in which they've apprehended X amount of illegal immigrants. The website is ICE.gov. As far as the challenges that they face, man, just reallocate it. You know, you always see in certain industries where they shuffle the chairs around, like CNN, right? CNN's always trying to figure out how to get better. They don't really fire people too often. They just change time slots. We need to get rid of some of these IRS agents and allocate those resources towards ICE agents and get more ICE agents on the street to get more. We need more manpower. I'll tell you what, I would love to do it. You talk about, and I know it's dangerous, but is there anything more rewarding and exhilarating than being an ICE agent right now, working for Tom Homan and Kristi Noem? I would go to work every day fully aroused.
That's impossible to work.
And I come in here pretty moist to begin with because I love what I do. But man, to be an ICE agent, give me that little padded vest.
Dawn is finally going to complain against you right now.
Give me that badge. Knowing
that's
I've
too
got,
much.
Is Tom Homan not
much,
the kind of... Is,
Harry, you're
that
right,
is too much. Much.
Is Tom Homan not the kind of boss you want to work for?
Just Kristi Noem in the vest does it for me. But
you think Tom Homan gives a damn about HR and what your what your pronouns are?
He's my kind of guy.
Ah,
love him.
You know who he is. If the Eagles offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland went into ICE, he'd be Tom Homan 2.0. We need more Tom Homans and Jeff Stoutlands in this world.
I agree.
Oh God. Boy, this took a turn.
There's a promo. Get working.
No, don't.
Yeah, it's your
at ICEGOV on X
at ICEGOV.
Yeah,
great feed.
Nick played this earlier in the Big Take this morning. We're gonna play it again. This is presidential historian Lindsay Chervinsky on MSNBC. This has got 30 saying that we shouldn't celebrate President's Day anymore.
I agree.
By the way, it used to be, if I remember correctly, we used to celebrate both Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday.
Correct.
So it was actually like a four-day weekend, right? Because you got Lincoln's birthday off and Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
And
I forget when they fell, but yeah, you're correct. It was namingly the two presidents.
And then at some point, they combined the two and made it President's Day, right?
Right.
Does anybody know the history on that?
In my lifetime, I'm pretty... Go ahead, Dawn.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, in my lifetime, I don't think I've known anything other than President's Day. So I think if I had to guess, it was before the mid '80s, but I could be wrong.
Well, that's all.
It's when
that
everything
matters.
Good happened.
It's been downhill
George
ever since.
Orwell's 1984. Yeah. People.
All right, roll it. Yes.
All right. So the headline here is: presidential historian says President's Day is ridiculous. We should scrap it. What do you mean?
It is a little bit silly. I mean, we have had some real duds, so I'm not sure we really want to be celebrating all presidents. And the tradition actually comes from celebrating birthdays, which is a celebration that we inherited from celebrating the king. And I'm just not sure that that's exactly what we want.
No,
yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that we necessarily want to celebrate the people. I think that we want to have a certain respect for the office. I totally get that. And some have done extraordinary things. But by celebrating all of them, I do think it causes us to think of the president as somehow other, when in reality they are a citizen just like everyone else. So you mentioned this earlier in the show, the idea that Trump posted something just over the weekend where he quoted Napoleon Bonaparte-esque, saying, "He who saves his country does not violate any law." It feels like exactly the example of what you're saying we should push against.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think if we think of a president as someone to celebrate just because they exist, which is what the king was, and that's why they celebrated the king's birthday, then you kind of, it does evolve into that argument that they can do no wrong.
Don't we celebrate
celebrating anything?
Don't we
celebrate a day off?
Yeah, don't we celebrate everybody's birthday? No. Like, it's just, you're just acknowledging that somebody.
It was the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, because they were trying to do it to give people a 3-day weekend, like we have Memorial Day, and a lot of people think that that's wrong, because then we don't really celebrate what it's all about, such as Memorial Day. We should be thinking about our veterans and so on. But it was 1968, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, so President's Day, Washington's birthday, 1968.
Yeah.
That's when
Which will soon be the day after the Super Bowl, when they expand to 18 regular season games, so everybody will be off the day after the Super Bowl.
Thank God.
And I was right. Yeah. I told you it was before my lifetime, 1968. It says the federal holiday for Washington started in 1879, but the current date was fixed by law. I have as of 71, but 71, 68, it's all before I was born, so.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Could you imagine living next door to that woman?
No.
No.
No. Could you imagine taking her to Chickies and Pete's for wings, crab fries, and a lager?
What does it take to be a presidential historian? Not much, right?
Short haircut and a lavender blazer?
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to worship Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Yeah. This is cut 34 here. I think you referenced this earlier, Kale. You were saying that Jen Psaki warns against the Democrats screaming constitutional crisis from the rooftops.
The Sockster of all people saying this.
Yeah.
The Sockster.
This is, roll this.
Well, specifically, I'm not a lawyer, but specifically because the Trump administration appears to be ignoring the court order to get the money flowing again. That is the potential for the constitutional crisis. But my view is that is not the phrase that Democrats should be screaming from the rooftops every day. It may be we're on that road, but you need to be talking about how this is impacting your communities. The farmers, Sahil referenced, the people who rely on Medicaid, the veterans, the early childhood education kids who are reliant on that. That is what we should be talking about, what Democrats should be talking about out there, because that is how you connect what is happening in Washington with communities in the country.
Psaki's just saying stop screaming, because she's obviously been screaming because she sounds hoarse as possibly can be there. Go ahead, Harry.
No, I have no idea what she was talking about, but I did notice that she has a fresh dye job because her roots look good.
Oh, is that not natural?
Which is nice. Yeah.
No, it's
a lot of times
natural.
She lets that you know, where the part is, it gets real dark.
Nick, what
I thought gingers were just a natural thing.
Nick, where is that natural?
I don't know. Can we go back to
what?
Can I get a freeze frame?
Guys, come
Psaki,
on.
Box 4?
Harry's right.
Specifically.
There you go.
The Sockster.
Clearly,
by the way, right
carpet
there,
does not match the curtains.
Right there, absolutely, absolutely would, as long as she doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a cutie.
Cutie.
But here their whole blueprint is wrong.
Absolutely. No, Harry? Really? No?
She's
I don't know if I'd go cutie.
She's spunky and feisty.
After a couple of Tito's doubles at the club.
Oh, yes, I wouldn't even need the Tito's doubles, I wouldn't describe her as a cutie. That's all.
Okay.
What word would you use?
I can't say it on air.
Why not? You can say anything you want on this.
Let us remember, though, when
she was
there.
Go on, take control here.
No, it just felt like, seriously, it felt like she was running things. Remember that? Because she would say something, and then she would kind of, she would backpedal a little bit, because I think she is one of those people who is very bright, clearly, and left because she couldn't stand it anymore. But I really think that she was helping to run things.
You think she left because she couldn't stand it, or because MSNBC said, "Well, you know, quintuple your salary."
Yeah, she got out when the getting was good.
Yeah.
And by the way, she's going to take the place of what's his nuts?
Matt Al?
Yeah.
No, Chris Hayes is the other one because his rating stinks. So.
Yeah. So she's to Greg's point, you can see she is all about it. She is a go-getter, and she will have one of those top positions.
Yeah, she's,
you know, no question
she's
in my
an
mind.
Upcoming star in there.
Mm-hmm.
But here, this goes back. Everything goes full circle back to the big take. Remember the section where I was talking about how Democrats don't appeal to the masculine men out there? So mm-hmm. let's look at the, because the Democrats, CNN and MSNBC, they're all the same thing. So you are now throwing all of your eggs in the basket, if you're CNN, of Caitlin Collins, and you're throwing all of your eggs in the basket of Jen Psaki. How about finding an alpha male on your network that is somewhat moderate, that can capture an audience, that has command on television? Because as smart as Psaki might be, and as good as Caitlin Collins might be as a White House press reporter, they do not have, in my opinion, the ability to be a massive ratings draw in primetime television. And that's not sexist, that's just fact.
It's what I'm banking on, because my youngest wants to go to school for communications journalism.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Really? I tried to talk about it.
I was just going to say, why did you steer? Wow. You and Larry should have steered him in the other direction.
The family business.
Yeah. we tried.
It's the family business.
We tried talking him out of it.
Yeah. But,
so what he has going for him is he's a 6'3", very handsome, blue-eyed, blonde,
thank
alpha
you.
Male.
Oh, sorry.
Football,
sorry, I thought you were talking
stalker.
To me. Yeah, thank
yeah.
you, thank you.
But seriously, I think that is significant what you're saying, because we don't have a lot of those kinds of guys, even on the weekend and during the week, mm-hmm. like if local news comes on.
Yeah.
And the other day my husband said, oh, wow, there was breaking news. He goes, oh, she's good. And I'm like, yeah. I go, yeah, look at the guy.
And for the record, I'm not being a partisan hack.
Wimpy little guy.
Like Greg Gutfeld's a little stump. He's not masculine.
Jesse, he is masculine.
Jesse, he's funny, though.
But he's funny. He's correct.
Feisty. Yeah.
Right. He's not like Jim
Smart.
Acosta, just an angry little dwarf right. that's all ticked off at the world. Yeah. Jesse Waters is not masculine.
Nope.
He's a total metro,
yep.
you know what.
Yeah.
But
very
you know
metro.
What? But he's at least snarky. You get CNN and MSNBC, the men that they employ.
He's a D-bag, yeah. too, by the way.
Oh, I totally believe it.
Who, Waters?
Oh, yeah. I've
totally
I've met him.
It.
Zioli and I had an encounter with him at
he was
the
nice
DNC.
To me.
He's a Philly guy.
The DNC.
Philly guy.
And he was
and
like,
Charter.
he was too cool for school. Like,
oh,
like
okay.
F him. F him.
I
oh,
liked
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
by the
he
way,
he man spreads,
you know,
too, by the way.
He's a
on
fraud.
The five.
And you know who was here? Johnny was here, who I love.
Johnny Carson.
Johnny, who, you know, does the
Johnny
bits.
Johnny who?
Oh, the Man About Town videos.
The Man About Town
yeah.
videos.
Oh,
here.
That guy. Yeah.
I never watched the show. I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me play this one more time before we have to break, or one more before we have to break. So bad weather over the weekend in, like, Kentucky and in your former state of Tennessee. They had all kinds of snow and flooding. A lot of people died. Governor Beshear was on, I think this was MSNBC, talking about Trump's response to this. And this is what he said. This is cut 29, Phil. Go. Democrat mayor, by the way. Or
Andy Beshear, yep.
I do want to thank Secretary Nelson and the president, who have responded to all of our requests, turned around the declaration of emergency about as quickly as I've ever seen. FEMA is with us here in the EOC, and they brought in resources, extra search and rescue teams. So really grateful for how they're operating with us. What we need for our people is continued support. We've opened a relief fund, the Team Kentucky Storm Relief Fund. That's going to help us pay for funerals, at least 11 of them that are coming up. And then we're going to have some people, you know, hundreds displaced right now that are going to need help getting back up on their feet. And so what we see is a lot of resources coming during the emergency phase. But for some of these families, it's going to be years digging out, and there's going to be a lot of mourning in these communities that have lost these children of God taken from us far too soon.
All right, so.
Eddie Beshear, 2028, POTUS.
He, you know, Sean Farish thinks he's a sleeper for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting
really?
That the Trump administration, you know, took care of Kentucky, even though it's a blue governor. Although I still feel like it's weird. Kentucky, I feel like a red state blue governor. North Carolina, red state, Cooper, blue governor. Kind of an interesting dynamic. But even though you're high on Beshear or whatever you just said there, Don.
No, I'm saying he has not denied that he has presidential ambitions or that he might run in 2020.
I don't know enough about him, but I'm assuming he's not far left.
Who?
Beshear.
Beshear, no.
Yeah,
no, he's like,
moderate.
Yeah, he's a Kentucky Democrat,
that's,
which is,
right.
you know, basically a Republican.
That's the Democrats' Dixie best Crab. Chance
a moderate.
Forward. Yes,
yeah.
Which is what I've been telling you.
By the way, his quote there, Trump turned around the declaration of the declaration of emergency about as quickly as I've ever seen.
So, good work.
There you go.
Smart.
All right. That's what I have for now.
All right, that's all Harry has. Get out of here,
exhausted.
Harry. Get out.
I know, me too.
Get up, Harry. Come on. Let's go.
Get out of here.
All right. See you next week.
There he is. Harry Mays. He'll be back next Monday for the cut sheet. We'll come back and get to a big three from Dawn. We've got movies, we've got music, and one last story of the day, if we have time, because we do have a lot of cuts left. As we continue, it's Kale and Company here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And I'll have pom-poms for Harry next week.
Please do.
Right? Hey, I got to talk about a little magic here. When it comes to your home, trust is everything. And for 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built an incredible reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and care, from the custom cabinets to the countertops, all those backsplashes. That's so important to the storage solutions. Kitchen Magic, they get the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the name that your neighbors have been relying on for decades now, Kitchen Magic. So get your free in-home consultation. Go to kitchenmagic.com and let's cook up something extraordinary, shall we? Kitchenmagic.com.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, let's get caught up in the world of news. What stories are going on and developing? For that, we give you Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9:25.
It's the Big Three at 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Kitchen Magic this morning. We still have a shelter in place as a breaking news story this morning. Those firefighters and crews still battling a huge industrial fire. This is in Montgomery County, the SPS Technologies. So anybody within a mile plus radius of this huge fire and this scene, the concern here, obviously, as they do shelter in place with hazmat crews on the scene, what is burning, what's in the air? A lot of concern in the suburbs.
Yeah, we have the video from our buddy Newman Price. We played it earlier, but in case you're just tuning in this morning, first, where have you been? Second, yeah, play the video, Phil. There we go.
Whew.
Yeah.
Full inferno.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is.
So we don't know the cause. I don't have reports of injuries.
Do we know how is it contained? Do we know anything like that?
I think they're still putting hot spots,
wow.
But we're hearing about explosions reported.
Oh boy.
And it's an aerospace parts supplier. And so you think about what's burning. That is the concern here, and as well for those first responders.
Mm-hmm. Look how wide the perimeter is that the police have established.
Yeah. I mean, it's Dawn reported this morning at 6 that it's the Abington school districts are closed, Jenkintown, like all the surrounding areas.
Yep.
So
we continue to follow it, the investigation, but a lot of crews on the scene there. You want to avoid that area traffic wise, but we'll see if they evacuate. And that's, I don't have that information, but I'm wondering if that's what's coming.
Yeah, the air quality there must be. Oh, God.
Have they called off school tomorrow as well? I'm joking. What's up with you, tough guy? I'm joking. It's a radio show.
Yes.
Relax.
Number two, and this is a developing story this morning, and it's a Doge-related story, but it affects all of us. We're hearing, the headlines in the Inquirer today, even talking about the National Park Service, which they run Independence Mall, for example. You think about out to Fort Washington, many historic sites. And so as Doge takes effect, as those layoffs, federal layoffs take effect since last Thursday, that's going on. But Elon Musk coming out and putting out here that there is an amount they're giving, $4.7 trillion in federal payments. This is missing money, $4.7 trillion just missing. And that's why he's saying that they have a code area whenever anything is spent, any money, federal dollars are spent, there's a space where you're supposed to put a code in there so that you can have accountability.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with, you know, the State Department and any department. This is, so they literally have $4.7 trillion in federal tax dollars spent, federal payments. They're missing that code, which means untraceable. It's a shocking headline.
It is. Well, it's the amount that just makes you want to, you know, vomit out of your nose. $4.7 trillion, that's trillion with a T. I don't know what's more infuriating, being told and finding out that you are giving millions and billions to ridiculous agendas and platforms and causes in other countries, like $32 million for Sesame Street in Iraq to teach Western values. I don't know if that infuriates me or the fact that you just cannot account for $4.7 trillion. That should be a poll question. What is more infuriating?
My God.
Yeah. How do you just not know? You know, okay, I lost my quarter for my shopping cart at Aldi's. Okay, life will go on. $4.7 trillion. It's outrageous. I lost my key. Okay. I lost $4.7 trillion.
And by the way, the SS United States, this is number 3 departure from Philadelphia. We've been talking about this ship for how long? Move back a fourth time till tomorrow, February 19th. So we're hearing now that the Florida county that purchased the riverfront, you know, landmark, the ship will now depart during low tide so that it won't get stuck when it passes under the Walt Whitman Bridge.
This is the one that was on the banks in Bucks County, right?
Seth, if you're talking about this ship, it's on again, off again. So in this one, they have scheduled this thing. How long has this been going on?
Well, I was just going to ask you. I feel like we've had 3 updates on this story, and now I'm at the point I want to see a visual of what this boat looks like. How low energy is this boat that it can't navigate the Delaware River? What is this, Tom Hanks' little created a raft that he made in Castaway? Hey, what are we doing here?
I think that we have, I don't know, do we have, maybe the river isn't as swollen because of a lack of precipitation or something? And then we've heard, you know, over the years, we do hear that we need to dredge the Delaware River.
Well, does it also have anything to do with the temperatures? Because as of Friday, there were still sections of the Schuylkill that were frozen. I was wondering if maybe that's in play in the Delaware.
You know what? They're saying at this point that it will be departing from Pier 82 in Philadelphia, but we've been hearing about this since like November, that they've been talking about this.
Oh.
So I'm not positive. I'll look into it and see but it's the Okaloosa County Tourist Development Department in Florida. They're the ones overseeing this, but they're going to try the trip again to move the ship, and it's tomorrow.
I'm going to need a bigger boat, Hooper.
It's a huge, again. You know, a huge ship.
Yeah.
Obviously, Pier 82, if you remember that. But I don't know what's going on. I don't know why. They just don't want it to get stuck, because that would be quite the spectacle.
I mean, at this point, do you place a call to Elon Musk and say, hey, smart guy, whiz kid, can you figure this for us?
So we are sponsored this morning. That's the big 3. Kitchen Magic sponsors us. Maybe they need a little magic so it doesn't get stuck under a bridge. Go to kitchenmagic.com today. Start your worry-free remodeling journey with a local, trusted, family-owned and operated company. They've been transforming kitchens now for 45 years. They are the expert you can turn to. Kitchenmagic.com. Thank you, Kitchen Magic, for sponsoring our big 3.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll come back, get to a cut or two today in music history, our morning mystery movie clip, and what Dawn has lined up 27 minutes from now. It's Kaylee Company on a Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City combines luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. So just schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz, or you can always shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, and at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Did you guys see this this humpback whale that swallowed this kayaker?
And spit him back out.
Yes. And spit him back out.
Yes.
Because of the dad saying, be calm, right?
Yeah.
Is that really that? So this happened off the coast of Chile.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. If a whale or shark ever swallows you, just take it like a champ and they'll spit you back out. If you fight it, you're toast.
All right, let's play youtube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see this video. Roll this. This is the Strait of Magellan. Oh, goodbye. Wow.
Goodbye.
And then the whale was like, no, thank you. Oh, and then spit it back out.
Not what I was really hungry for.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's how my daughters act when I give them a California roll. They spit it right back out. I'm like, what is this? It's sushi, honey.
Man.
Yeah. See, I'd have no interest in being in that kayak in the first place on the ocean like that.
This is the person who was swallowed by the whale, Adrian Simancas.
Yeah.
Simancas. Wow.
You have any interest in doing any of those water activities that close to where a shark or a whale can come up and get you?
I mean, I kayak, but it's on a lake.
Okay.
So it's a little different than on the water.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all for being out on the ocean
straight
on a big boat.
Straight to Magellan,
boat,
yeah.
But not in that little raft.
Wow.
Well, see, if you learn from Nemo, which I know Greg is Nemo in his mind. So the whale, they open their mouth because they don't really have teeth. They open their mouth to get the krill. But then in this case, so he wasn't swallowed. It was in his mouth. And then the whale realizes, you know what I mean, that it's not its normal food. So it kind of spits him out.
Well, the whale basically.
Believe me, you will guzzle.
The whale guzzles.
But the good news, here's the story. They had their life jackets on.
Oh.
Because think about it. They pop up to the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because it takes you under for a second.
Seatbelts. They save lives.
I can't believe that
that's crazy.
The whale released him.
I wonder what that was like. That's got to be a book, right?
Well, it's like Jonah. It's like biblical, right?
Yeah.
Jonah and the whale,
Jonah and the whale.
But I think it just shows you that most critters, like this whale, or even sharks, they don't like the taste of us. Mm-hmm. They don't intend to bite us or eat us or whatever.
Well, sharks, when they see you on either a paddleboard or a surfboard, they think you're a seal. That's why they attack, because they look up and they see the way you're kicking and and they're like, oh, wrong one.
Yep. Since we're doing visual here, let me do one more. This is, by the way, these were from last week, but I just had them, and they're kind of evergreens, as we call them in the business here.
Ooh.
Evergreens. This happened at a Taco Bell. This was a security guard that slapped a woman.
Oh, this is a gem.
For no apparent reason while she was ordering food.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't edit this, so maybe I shouldn't. Well,
we didn't edit the one earlier either. So what the hell? Let's stay on brand.
All right, let's play this. Play it. Play the. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right cross. Yeah, she's rocked.
I mean,
it looks like she's trying to order from the digital thing, and he's like, no. She is like, yep.
Wow.
See, I saw this as well, and I feel like there has to be more context to this. I highly doubt a security guard just goes up to a random person using a digital order screen and slaps the bejesus out of them.
Well, you never hit a woman.
Well, of course not.
Ever. But like, there's never an excuse for it.
Why would a security guard go up to any customer or any patron, regardless of gender, and just deck them for no reason?
Yeah, I'm sure there was more to it than this, but we only see a snippet of the video.
Well, because usually it's a customer slapping somebody on the other side of the counter that works at the place.
Nicholas says if you look, she slapped him first. Roll it again. I didn't see that.
Yeah, she definitely gave a little, like, who's grabbing me? Oops, see, there's the slap.
Yeah.
Now, here, watch it here. So she's going up. She's ready to order. Maybe she's trying to go back again because he's trailing her again, grabs her arm, and then she tries to right cross him, and he right slaps her.
I will say this, especially like the inner city. You know, a lot of these girls are animals.
Well, let me go back, Phil. If we can go right towards the end of it and freeze it at the counter, it looks like they're serving alcohol in a Taco Bell. I see a tap for Truly. Did you guys pick up on that?
No.
Go towards the end.
Yeah, look at the tap.
A little bit before this. Bring it back.
So it looks like a bar where they also...
Yep, right there. A little bit back. A little more. I know this is hard for you, Phil.
It is. He's like, he's doing the best he can.
But there is a Truly tap, and it looks like maybe two or three other presumable alcoholic beverages on tap there.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Because it's a Taco Bell in a bigger space.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Think about like a rest stop when you stop by. And they
yes.
have Taco Bell and Burger King. Mm-hmm. Might have, so in this one, there's a bar setting. There's taco. You can get Taco Bell. And then it's a kiosk that where you order it.
Wow.
And you choose. That's what it looks like to me.
Tom Walsh says Nashville Taco Bell serves booze. So
Nashville Taco Bell serves booze.
That's what Tom said on the YouTube chat. So,
well, that'll clog you up for a little bit just to before it goes out of you.
You know, I don't know what this individual did, but no. that security guard is going to get fired.
Oh yeah,
you absolutely. Know what I mean.
Yeah.
No matter what happened, even
well,
if
you don't hit a woman.
Right?
I mean, come on,
unless she had it coming.
All right, we have to break.
We'll come back. We'll find out what occurred today in music history. Jimmy Kelly's movie clip and what is on tap for the Dawn Show as she comes in here to punch me in the face.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You can't drive this piece of on my highway.
I'm telling you for the last time, I happen to have my young son in the car, and I don't want to hear that kind of language.
Look, I'm asking you one
single
goddamn
hold.
Yeah. Don't you ever raise your voice to me. Do you know who you're talking to? A distinguished officer of over 30 years seniority.
Think you know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Back for today only, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Call or 12-855-839-1210. Today only, $50 gift card, Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in the Northeast. Right now, it's time for Phil Almquist and Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, February 18th, we celebrate the birthday of Brian James from The Damned and Dennis DeYoung from Styx. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Robbie Bachman from BTO. We also lost Willie C. Jackson from the Spaniels on this day in 2015. Single Coot Adult Education by Hall & Oates in 84. Sign of the Times by Prince in 87. Talk Dirty to Me, by Poison on the same day. And November Rain by GNR in 92. Album Takuno Jacket Required by Phil Collins in 85. Kiss's debut in 74, Metal Tube by Annihilator in 2022, and Hardware by Crocus in 81. Also on this day in 2012 was Whitney Houston's funeral. In 90, Freddie Mercury made his final appearance on stage with Queen at the Brit Awards in London. In 66, Brian Wilson recorded Good Vibrations. In 65, the Kinks would top the UK singles chart. In 62, the Everly Brothers appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. In 2000, American court ordered the release of the FBI files related to John Lennon's interests and activities. In 2006, the Stones played a free show to 1.5 million people in Rio. And in 77, Van Halen played a show in Pasadena. Kiss played MSG for the first time. And Black Sabbath was at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. Yes, all on the same day. But lastly, on this day in 98, one of my favorite South Park episodes aired. When Robert Smith of The Cure battled Barbara Streisand. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Upquist.
Unbelievable. Working in a little South Park. It gets better every day, folks. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, Phil throws in another gem. All right, we've got our winner today for the movie. It is Don in Royersford. Don, good morning. What movie did we just play for you?
Hey, good morning. It's Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. $50 gift card. Don, it's all yours. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
All right, brother. Congratulations. Thank you for playing, and certainly thank you for listening. And, Don, I hope you will continue listening for at least another 2 hours and 6 minutes, because Dawn Stensland is coming up next, and she tells us what she has lined up.
Yeah, and stay there. We have exclusive video, thanks to Dan and Jimmy. This is just in, of a vehicle being set on fire, apparently, here in Philadelphia. Is this an attack on ICE and on our government? Is it a statement about Trump? We are asking the questions. I don't have that confirmation for you, but you're going to hear the audio. You're going to see the video. You can judge for yourself. Is this an attack on Homeland Security? So we'll have all of that. We have some breaking news. Meg Brock at the bottom of the hour at 10:30. Local mom turned investigative journalist. Her latest investigation. You got to see it. You got to hear it. We have so much breaking. More executive orders by Trump. And you'll hear a lot of new stuff from Trump just today.
All right. The Dawn Show. Action-packed. Yes. Looking forward to that. Stay tuned. Dawn is up at the top of the hour. We are back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for a Tony Bruno Wednesday. Until then.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.